This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. President Draupadi Murmu arrived in Lisbon early this morning on the first leg of a state visit to Portugal and Slovakia. President Murmu will hold delegation-level talks with her Portugal counterpart Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa. She will also meet Prime Minister Luis Montenegro and the Speaker of Parliament, José Pedro Aguiar Branco. The Mayor of Lisbon will host a special event in her honour. President will also meet members of Indian community in Portugal, and she is likely to meet some Indian researchers from various universities and academic institutions. We have more from our correspondent.
The visit of President is coming at a time when India and Portugal are celebrating 50 years of re-establishment of diplomatic ties. President will meet and hold delegation-level talks with President and Prime Minister of Portugal to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the re-establishment of diplomatic relations. President will also launch commemorative stamp showcasing the artistic and cultural heritage that unites India and Portugal. Pooja P. Vardhan, Akashwani News, Lisbon.
Indian benchmark indices, the Sensex and Nifty, opened significantly lower this morning, dropping by more than 3%. The BSE Sensex fell 2,805 points to 72,559, while the NSE Nifty slipped 879 points to 22,024 in early trade. Asian stock markets also opened in a bloodbath today. The carnage came as U.S. President Donald Trump defended his tariffs, saying any adjustment in the stock market will be temporary. Speaking about the falling markets, he said the medicine can be necessary at times. In early trade today, Japan's Nikkei index plunged more than 7%. South Korea's Kospi was off 4.8%. Australian blue chip stocks also sank 6%. The Taiwan stock index also plunged 9.8% at the open. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that terror-related situation in the Jammu region will be brought under control soon. He reiterated central government's stand on statehood to Jammu and Kashmir that it will be restored at an appropriate time. Mr. Shah held a two-hour-long meeting with all 28 BJP MLAs at party headquarters in Trikutanagar in the presence of Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh. Mr. Shah arrived in Jammu yesterday evening on a three-day visit to Jammu and Kashmir to review the security situation, interact with security personnel and inaugurate and lay foundation stone of multi-crore projects virtually in the Union Territory and check on the progress of development work.
The Home Minister will be chairing two crucial and separate security review meetings. One of the meetings will be the unified headquarters in which Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, top brass of Home Ministry, Army, Paramilitary Forces, J&K Police, Intelligence Agencies and Civil Administration will be present. The unified headquarters will review security situation in J&K with special reference to the Jammu region where infiltration attempts and movement of terrorists in upper reaches of Kathua, Udhampur and other districts has become a cause of concern. Besides security, other arrangements to be made for the annual Amarnath Yatra will also be discussed.
This is N. Gulshan Rana for Akashvani News from Jammu.
World Health Day is being observed today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaffirmed his commitment to building a healthier world. In his message, he stated that the government will continue to focus on healthcare and invest in various aspects of people's well-being. Referring to a report, the Prime Minister highlighted that it predicts 44 crore Indians will be suffering from obesity by 2050. He urged everyone to reduce at least 10% of the oil in their food and encouraged making exercise a part of their lifestyle. The second phase of first edition of Naval Commanders Conference 2025 will begin in New Delhi today. The four-day conference will facilitate deliberations on significant strategic, operational and administrative issues among the top naval commanders. A three-day meeting of Reserve Bank of India's Monetary Policy Committee will begin in Mumbai today to decide the key benchmark interest rates or repo rates. Former world champion Rudraksh Balasaheb Patil won gold medal in the men's 10-meter air rifle shooting event at the ISSF World Cup 2025 Buenos Aires yesterday. In IPL T20 cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 7 wickets in Hyderabad last night. Titans overhauled the target of 153 runs for the loss of 3 wickets in 16.4 overs. Today, Mumbai Indians will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai today. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.